listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, K-State Nation? Back again, Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming at you on a big night for the Purple Project Podcast, recording-wise, September 25th, 2023. This is the postcast for K-State Volleyball. Of course, had to do battle in their first couple Big 12 games. It's obviously... last week for K-State sports was Big 12 conference week for all sports across, well, for exception of men's and women's golf, of course. Speaking of which, they got their season started off late last week. As I record right now, the ladies on the golf side finished up just outside the top 10. We'll get it all caught up this week. We got a bye week on the football side, so we'll get it all caught up on that. Men, after day two, I believe they're sitting ninth in their second invitational of the season. As well, we'll get you squared away along with that. Jerome Tang, big news there. Tennis got getting their first win last week as well. So we're trying to cover all things K-State sports on this podcast. You're new to the show. Welcome on board to the podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by, giving us a listen here late tonight, or making your first listen of Tuesday morning. Or whatever, even on Tuesday as well. We appreciate you, Eddie Greer, for the podcast. Alex Aiden, my co-host, on the reaction side. You're going to be hearing a lot more of him. We just got done finishing up a reaction, continued reaction, of the UCF win on last Saturday night here in Manhattan, Kansas. And while that was going on, how about a huge boost for K-State volleyball? The resiliency of Jason Mansfield's ladies got it done. TCU in the first game last week swept K-State 3-0 in the first game, right? And we talked, me and Alex, before the year started, went over the schedule for volleyball, right? And it's set up like a baseball schedule, really, but for the exception of two games, not three or four, right? But K-State, this was a seesaw back and forth. K-State needed this in the badly, in the worst way, got it done in one of the more exciting games of the year to this point. Our ladies took down TCU 3-2. This went the full distance there. More importantly, they deliver the 900th program win in volleyball K-State history. Let me say that again. 900th program win in volleyball in K-State history. Incredible stuff last night there. Aaliyah Carter, what can you say after kind of a struggling year last year? We've harped on this many times on this podcast. If you are new to the podcast, you can go back and check out our late or recent episodes or past episodes in the archives feed. Just search Purple Project Podcast. It should pull up there featuring Eddie Greer. It should put up right there. But Aaliyah Carter, 18 more kills in game two, and along with 17 from Anya Clinton, has been really good for K-State this year so far. K-State rallied back, beat TCU 5 sets, huge victory there. 25-23 in the first set. Oh, by the way, this game was at Morgan Freeman Arena. I tell you, that place was hopping after that game was over. There, and I believe we're going to be making our first trip inside there this weekend when Cincinnati comes calling. So I'm really excited about that. When we finish up this, then K-State even up things 25-22. Then K-State took a 2-1 lead, 25-19, and then a wild 4-set TCU 27-25. And K-State, wild 5th set there. I'm telling you, this was a beating, banging, serious. Surfing, swinging, all kinds of stuff going on. K-State 15, TCU 13 to seal the deal there as well. Jason Mansfield, this was Saturday night or Saturday afternoon. Jason Mansfield, quote, last night's match was just not us. We made a lot of mistakes, but I'm truly proud of the team today for coming back, putting in the work, and believing that we can do better. Then as well, and Mansfield continues continue to roll on. Jason Mansfield, quote, we had a solid game plan last night. However, we didn't execute on our side of the net. I'm proud of our resilience, even though we let the first set slip away. In the first set, we were down 13-10, but we fought through it. I am genuinely proud of them. Jason Mansfield, end quote, there as well. Jason Mansfield, of course, got his very first win as head coach early in the year, and now he adds another milestone to that 900th win for K-State volleyball in its existence here in Manhattan, Kansas. Incredible stuff right there as well. Others that we need to highlight here, Izzy Sujewski and Lauren Hinkle, double-double performances on the afternoon there. Mackenzie Morris, she gets, with the attention now of Anya Carter, oh my goodness, I switched those names up, my fault, Anya Clinton and Aaliyah Carter, Mackenzie Morris has been kind of put in the back burner, but she's a veteran and she's a pre-talent. She had a match high, 30 more digs. That's a season best in a game there. That's when I believe that is only her second career match with 30 or more digs. As well, so Mackenzie Moore continuing to do Mac Morris things, as I like to say here on this podcast. Others, Shaylee Myers, she's been kind of with the emergence of Clinton, been put to a backup role, but she was huge on Saturday. 9 kills, 3 blocks. Brenna Schmidt added 6 blocks and 7 kills on the afternoon there. What a big win for this volleyball team. And by the way, speaking of which, K-State 7-4 now overall, 1-1. More importantly, in conference play, 1-1 in Big 12 so far, in a drop TCU to 8-5, 1-1 in conference play here. And I'm going to take a dip to the volleyball stakes here on the Pro Project Podcast, postcast, K-State volleyball delivering, getting win 900th in its existence for K-State after knocking off TCU and pretty much splitting that series, the first series of conference play, 1-1 after getting swept by TCU on Friday night. They turn around, come back on Saturday afternoon, and get it done there as well. Let's see. Yeah, I'm on the right page. All right, so right now, BYU, Iowa State, UCF, and Texas, the defending national champions, all have a 2-0 record. Then your next tier, right? KU, K-State, TCU, Texas Tech, 1-1. Tier 3, Houston, Baylor, all 0-1. And then your final four tier, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, West Virginia, 0-2 right there. K-State right in the thick of things right now, 7-4. And I'll get to the next matchup in a moment, which will be at Morgantown on Wednesday afternoon late against West Virginia this Wednesday afternoon there as well. Let me see if I can... What did I have on here? Yep, so we're the Wildcats. Under Jason Mansfield now. Boost. They needed this one the worst way, right? Morgan Family Arena. You want to take advantage of that home crowd, which we've been getting a lot. I've been hearing a lot of good things about the crowds so far. That's why I'm anxious to get back over. There's no football game for K-State this week. They're on the bye, so I believe we'll be going, making our first trip inside that place. I'm ready for it on Saturday there. 3-3 at Morgan Family Arena this year. And oh, by the way, speaking of first conference win for Jason Mansfield as head coach of K-State as well. So I mentioned first win as a K-State head coach earlier. Now you get your first Big 12 win at home. And more importantly, K-State leads the all-time series against TCU 14-10. And finally, K-State now even 1-1 in 5-set games this year, full distance game. And boy, K-State needed this, and hopefully they can carry that momentum on the road. That's key. That is going to be key for this volleyball team now. Can they translate? It seems like with these teams, whether it's soccer and volleyball in particular, they struggle a little bit when they're away from friendly confines of Manhattan, Kansas. So hopefully you understand, a big one like this can carry a team so far, right? So hopefully Jason Mansfield, Mac Morris, Anya Clinton, Aaliyah Carter company can carry that big mojo, Sydney Bolding, to Morgantown late Wednesday afternoon and take care of the Mountaineers. But it's college. We see it all the time. We see it all the time. You get high. Next thing you know, you get kicked in the pants and you take a loss. But hopefully, again, this is one of those huge wins, huge milestone win for the sports program here for K-State. Huge there as well for this team. So Jason Mansfield, next at them, take it on the road after a thrilling 5-set victory over the Horned Frogs on Saturday afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, covering all things K-State. We will definitely be doing that throughout the next 2 weeks there. No football. I know we've been football heavy on this podcast. Now we're kind of take a step back a little bit and focus on some of these other fall programs here. Volleyball, we're getting that done here tonight. We'll touch on men's basketball next week and more than likely women's as well. As this month has gone by pretty fast. I cannot believe we're in the last month of September. So before we know it, it's going to be October here next week as well. And there is still a lot of things, plenty of things going on around here, including yours truly. We'll get caught up on one of the more exciting finishes that I was a part of, speaking of which, over the weekend as well. I'm excited to talk about that as well. Golf getting it on as well. Men and women finally getting started as well. We'll get you caught up on that. Tennis's big win. We'll review that as well. Cross country resumes their season on Friday. So much going on here at K-State other than football. And we'll get you squared away with that in the next 2 weeks. But that's going to wrap things up in this postcast edition as K-State overcomes TCU here in Morgan. Not Morgantown. Morgan Family. There's too many Morgans in this podcast. Morgan Family ran at home. Manhattan, Kansas. Little Apple. We get it done in full 5 sets. 3-2. K-State beats TCU and ends that season series 1-1. Goes to run the road next to West Virginia. We'll see what happens late Wednesday afternoon in Morgantown. Eddie Greer for Project Podcast again. Make sure you tell your friends you're new to the show. Appreciate you for stopping by. You've been following us since the beginning of the year with this different format. We appreciate you guys so much for doing that. I know it's not our – I mean, the postcast has been our usual, but the normal shows, usually an hour. We had to cut it 2.5 hours with my new software, and it's actually been pretty good so far. So we love it. So definitely make sure you continue to listen. Make sure you support us, and make sure you continue to spread word about this podcast. K-State, Jason Mansfield, their winners, 3-2, now advance to 7-4, 1-1 in conference play. We'll talk to you a lot more here coming up this week on the Purple Project Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!